Hey, welcome to my first podcast. This is Reality TV IG Live to you. So that's what I go by on Instagram. So if you wanted to find me on Instagram, it's Reality TV IG Live, the letter 2 and the number 2 and the letter U. That's how you can find me on Instagram. But anyway, so what I want to do with this podcast is express my honest opinion and let you guys tune in and hear some of the segments of the reality shows from the horse's mouth. So I'm going to start this podcast with a concept like that and see how it goes. Because like I said, this is my first podcast. And if you are new, please add me and subscribe, I guess. I mean, I really don't know how this goes. So this is the first round for me. So today I would like to touch in on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta Season 8, Episode 16. I'm going to start from the beginning, but today I'm going to start from Episode 16. And so far, it's pretty good. I mean, I like Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. I have a lot of family in Atlanta. I travel to Atlanta. I have met quite a few reality TV stars being in Atlanta. And I guess that's why I'm so into reality shows. I mean, like from the beginning, from it all started, Flavor of Love. It may have started with something else before that, but I have been hooked ever since then. Okay, whether it's fake, real, whatever, bring the drama. I guess because I don't have any drama in my life. No drama. I'm not gonna say never ever, but I really try to keep a sane environment, people who's not crazy, and I don't know. I just want to enjoy life and be happy, so I surround myself around people like that. But let's get back to it. So this is Season 8, Episode 16. I could not believe how it started off when Jock entered into his beauty salon, who he co-owns with a young lady, with his girlfriend. And when I tell you it was a disaster, it was a disaster.
Is going up in flames, literally.
Damn. Man, it smells like a barbecue grill here. So, what?
Well, the alarm company had called. So I said, well, I'm just going to head over there. Of course, I get here before the cops and the fire department. So I came in, I pulled up to the door, and I see fire through the glass window, flaming out the drawer of this fourth station right here. So I run in here, grab the fire extinguisher, which is right at the door.
Right.
I don't know how to use it. So that's when the fire department pulled up, and then they had to come in with their stuff, put the fire out, because it was going.
So what did the fire people say?
The flat iron was left on, it was wrapped in a towel and put in a drawer, closed the drawer, and it was lit. She had just left. I'm questioning this stylist at this point.
But you the manager of the salon, so like I feel like at the end of the day, this is your responsibility. You run the shots.
That's not gonna be an option. Like, that's not even nothing we about to discuss right now.
You don't.
Why are you trying to talk to you? Because this is the girl you hired. I don't get why Jock and his pit bull coming here charging at me like I don't know what I'm doing. If anybody is to blame, it will have to be Jock. Because this is who he hired.
I can't believe this happened. And I'm being questioned by other people besides you. It ain't no why, manager, owner, slash.
No, y'all all in this together.
Sharonda was
you're the manager
exactly.
The
that's
top.
What you say.
Those are
not understand.
Those are your stylists. You're accountable just as much
like
as they
said,
are.
You need to learn all about the okay.
Sharonda might not have started the fire, but with a little bit of intelligence and some good leadership, she could have prevented this from happening. But all she wants to do is shift the blame, and that's not what a good business partner does.
You need to know
need to be
you say
a different
anything
place
because you don't
do hair.
You're not as smart as you think you is, girl.
I'm just trying to get a whole scope on what's going on with my investment. And Kendra, she kind of like piping up on Sharonda a little bit, and I don't really know if Sharonda's really trying to back down. It's like it might escalate to something else.
Going back to the small you came
business,
from.
That's the problem there.
No necessary thermos to set VCOs.
That job hire caused the fire.
That we don't need her
I told her in Spanish just in case she ain't hear me in English.
First it was Shekinah, and now it was her.
Get your stuff together.
Like, come on, I ain't about to be doing this.
Whatever.
Okay, so did you guys hear that? So the co-owner stylist is blaming someone else, and she didn't even know how to work a fire extinguisher. So it was like, what is the point of even having one if you can't even use it? Makes no sense. But that's what happened. Jack's girlfriend was absolutely right. She is also responsible. She is supposed to check things, make sure things are unplugged, make sure things are put away before she even shuts down the shop. So there is absolutely no excuse. And if you didn't see the episode, it was a real fire. The whole building or the whole salon wasn't burnt down, but it's like this side was burnt, this area was burnt. This area, it was like they caught it before it really, the fire department caught it before it really got out of hand. So, it's just a mess. I hope Jock is not messing around with his co-worker, co-owner slash hairstylist. Please, later on down the line in the season, please don't tell me that Jock has also slept with her. Say it ain't so, but I will not be surprised. All right, you guys. Well, thank you so much for listening. I'm going to be back on later with the same season 8, episode 16. Very soon with another commentary on how I feel about the episode. And I will let you guys listen in and chime in and also give your own opinion. So thank you so much, you guys. And add me. Bye. And follow me on IG. Hey, hey, welcome to episode number 2, Love and Hip Hop, season 8, episode 16. This is Reality TV, IG Live to You podcast. Welcome, welcome, welcome to today. Today is July the 2nd, 2019, and I'm touching back on Love and Hip Hop. Okay, no, Shekinah Joe. I like Shekinah Joe. That's Tiny's ex-hairstylist, current friend. They had their own show and one time on VH1. She's very quirky. She's very funny. She's very Southern. You know, everybody got like a cousin like that. You know what I'm saying? Especially me, and I'm in Atlanta. So I'm telling you, I really connect with these Atlanta people. Being a Detroit girl, yes, I am in Detroit, Michigan. Born and raised, but I have family everywhere. So, yeah. So, I just wanted to touch in on Shekinah on Love and Hip Hop. Okay. I think it's a good fit. She's blending in good. But if you don't know, Shekinah is not a physical fighter. So, you won't see her fight at all. You may see her pop off a little bit, talk a little stuff, but for her to be a kind of thick, big girl, she don't get down like that. So she ain't trying to mess up her pretty face, as she says. So yeah, I do like Shekinah. So I just wanted to play this episode for you guys. When she is with Spice and I forgot the other girl's name. But yeah, they're just having a conversation inside. I think it's like a wine tasting type of place they're in. To be honest, I really didn't see the episode. I am watching as you guys listening. So yeah, so let's listen.
Why is it so hot inside of me? Why is it so hot?
Well, this might be coming from the alcohol content. So it depends on, yeah.
It's hot inside of you?
Yeah. This is what I do. This is how Wyoming hot. After all that drama with Valerie turning up and Rashida's and Kirk thing, I need a drink with my girls to calm down so I can relax.
So let y'all finish wine in your glass.
Okay.
Go to our next wine.
So why he gone for a hot second? What's up with y'all?
Girl, I just been chilling, working on the shop. Now I bought the building, so I'm doing all my renovations.
What colors you going with?
I had to just turn it into like a little Barbie palace. That's gonna be cute.
That's gonna be cute.
Yeah.
What's going on? You know, BK.
It's complicated. I know. We all tired of it. But scrap, man.
What?
We are.
are friends. We just been hanging out, but he invited me out. We supposed to be meeting up and going to the Rashida thing that you was supposed to be in. The host that you did host.
Right.
And I kind of split him up.
He was at the Kirk and Rashida thing with Artbar. She came in there and tried to embarrass me, like, on some board.
What do you mean embarrass you?
She has a baby by a dude that I used to date. I guess she started dealing with him and then she got pregnant. She's saying, I'm mad and I'm jealous because she had a baby by him. What she should have been doing was at home with that same baby she had by him instead of being in Kirk and Rashida situation aggravating.
No, friend.
No, that's what she should have been at. Why would you come bringing us from the past?
Wait, stop right there.
What do you want me to stop on, Spice?
I don't like this girl. But don't talk about the baby.
I'm not talking about her kids, Spice. I don't know her kids to talk about them. If you're not in the studio, are you not with those kids? Why are you over here with me on what I'm doing?
It's not my friend. I don't like her like that. You know, she's been giving attitude and me and her at it. Just leave the kids. Don't mention
Spice.
The kids. Just don't say anything about the kids.
Okay, y'all.
So everyone know I'm not a huge fan of Akbar with our flu here, goo here. But being a single mother in this industry, I know how hard it is to raise children.
Yeah, she kind of not a mom.
She kind of get some kids of her own. I just think that she needs to keep Akbar kids out of her mouth.
Mm-hmm.
This is Shekinah, me and your friend. And this is what friends are for. If I can't look at you and tell you the truth to your face, then we know in a sense we're friends.
Right.
I have to tell you the truth. You're not a mother. You don't have kids. So don't mention the girls.
Now she's standing up, getting ready to go. Shekinah. Okay, they are so right. Leave the kids out. Akbar is not the one to mess with, for one. And Shekinah not a fighter. Lord have mercy. Akbar would rip her scalp off her head. Okay, don't bring her kids up. She already, that's already an emotional subject for Akbar, so. Oh boy, Shekinah is bringing a drama, but she might be bringing unnecessary drama to her, her way. So we'll see how this goes. But I just wanted to touch back on season 8, episode 16, and there is more to go, honey child. If it ain't one thing, it's another. And the last thing Scrappy needs to do, to be honest with you, you know, Scrappy, the one that went to jail, who was dating Tommy, is date another cast member. But you know how it goes. They date another cast member to stay relevant within that reality show. Oh my God. Everybody's body fluids just going all around. Oh my God. It's just disgusting. But that's reality TV for you. So thank you for tuning in.